love our next guest. A lot of great memories with Terrence Ross in this city. Nicknamed the Human Torch, which I think is an Orlando thing. I don't remember that being a Toronto thing. It's new. It's cool. People move on. They create new identities when they go to new places. This is Human Torch. But my love for him is just through the roof right now because I was on the coldest gambling streak of my entire life, and yesterday I needed desperately the Orlando Magic to hit the over. And you know who is absolutely money? Is the guy who scores points and who loves to shoot threes. And it's Terrence Ross. It's the Human Torch. It's the man who made me some money yesterday from the Orlando Magic. What's up, buddy? How you doing?
What's up, guys? How you guys doing?
Doing well, man. Thank you for the money. There's nothing sweeter as an overbetter than watching a guy get fouled on threes, and then you put together just an exhibition of that in the fourth quarter yesterday. So just thank you from the honestly the deepest part of my heart.
I appreciate you, man. Thank you.
So, yeah, it is Terrence Ross, Orlando Magic guard and co-host of the T-Ross podcast. You're a podcaster now, and, yeah, you called in early. You were very punctual for this interview. Has that come from now understanding how important that is as a broadcaster? If your guests show up on time, it's great.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's a big deal now. Like, I'm understanding. I'm seeing the other side of it. And, it's tough, man. It's tough. So just trying to get guys onto the show and being on time is a whole new challenge for me. So I'm trying to figure out how to manage that. So big ups to you guys for learning how to do it.
So again, you can get Terrence Ross's new podcast on iTunes and Spotify. You can follow the show on Instagram at tross.podcast and Twitter at podcastTross. What inspired you to do this, man? Is this something that you'd thought about for a while? Because yeah, the path for players has always been kind of pretty binary, which is, hey, you play out your career, maybe you do a little bit of extra media during the playoffs as a player, and then afterwards you transition. But guys have so much more power now to just control, hey, I'm going to make my own podcast while I'm playing. I'm going to do this while I'm playing. I don't need anybody else. And then maybe if I want to join with someone down the line, that's cool. But like, how much of a focus was this for you? Like, what inspired you to want to get into this game?
Well, I mean, for me personally, my co-host, Steven Madsen, we call him Potsy, he was actually the guy that kind of pushed me into this. He kind of introduced me to podcasts, you know, in the last, I think, year and a half. He started putting me on, like, it started with Joe Rogan's podcast, and then yep. It started trickling down to, you know, here, there. I just dove into that kind of podcast culture, and I just realized, you know, this is like a unique platform for anybody, so... it's a little different from, you know, just going in straight to broadcasting just because, you know, there's rules and there's ways you have to go about it. And I felt like, you know, with podcast, it was just a little more, it's just basically you have the freedom to do what you want. And, you know, my co-host, he's kind of planted the seed in my head. He was like, yo, you know, we should do this for months and months. He was saying we should do it. So, I was always kind of, you know, brushing him off a little bit, kind of being like, okay, yeah, it sounds good. Because, you know, we play a lot of video games. So when we're playing video games, we have headsets on. We're always talking about whatever, you know, kind of recapping the day. So he kind of just kind of got me into it. And I think he was kind of really the big motivation behind it. And after, you know, this whole corona thing, we're at home for so long. I felt like this is a time to try to, you know, experiment with it and kind of see what I could do with it. And it's kind of, you know, getting a little steam, and it's kind of taking off a little bit, so it's fun and I'm learning a lot. So it's been a joy to do, and I'm thinking about, you know, what I could turn this into, you know, down the line.
Yeah, dude, I think that's the way that it goes. When you're a podcast fan, you really do appreciate just how flexible it is just when it comes to time constraints. Yeah. And that's why I think Joe Rogan is so important, right? Is because he is the guy who just said, yeah, I'm gonna sit down with people for 4 hours. And on the surface, traditional broadcast would be like, who the hell is going to listen to anything for 4 hours? Who has the time? And then you go, oh, if it's interesting and you're involved in the guest, and if you can do a good enough job of presenting it, that you will invest in the 4 hours, that you will figure it out. And like, I don't listen to every single one of Joe's podcasts, but I think that you get kind of in a rhythm as a podcast fan when you start to compile them of, okay, which is the ones that I've got to listen to? This is one of these ones. I want to go down this avenue. And also, if you're a psycho like me, you listen on 2x speed. Do you do that?
I'm not going to lie to you. I do it sometimes. Not, maybe not 2 point, like, but maybe just half the speed up or whatever.
Yeah.
But sometimes I do that because, I mean, for me, the biggest thing is, like, sometimes I'll listen to clips, and if a clip can grab my attention, that would make me want to go back to the whole episode and just watch. So I think, yep. you know, for me, that was one of the things. I was kind of just watching a ton of clips, and anything that would capture my attention, I'm going to go check the episode out, kind of go into my little rabbit hole, and that's kind of, you know, pretty much what, you know, podcasts are, that you can just go on, you can talk about anything, there's no, you know, limits, no restraints, and you just have that freedom to kind of, you know, explore and just kind of dive into whatever you want to go into. And I think for me, you know, my co-hosts, we're athletes. Like, everybody knows me, like, you know, the basketball player and the athlete. And, you know, especially in Toronto, everybody knows me as, like, the dunk contest guy. So for me, I was like, this platform is perfect, you know, to show people the other side of me. Because everybody knows I'm kind of, you know, to myself, I kind of, you know, keep quiet. But I felt like, you know, with this podcast, it would be a whole nother side of me that I think a lot of people wouldn't, you know, really realize or get to know. So it's fun, man. I mean, and the best thing about it is, you know, it's not going to be about sports. It's going to be about everything. It's going to be about, you know, just whatever's going on in the world. So, of course, you know, sports are always going to be, you know, in the background of things. They're always going to, you know, bring it up. And, you know, maybe a lot of our guests will be, you know, athletes. But for the most part, I want to kind of, you know, adventure outside of that and kind of, you know, create a different identity outside of basketball. So I felt like this would be the perfect, you know, opportunity and place to do it.
No, dude, I think that's awesome. I actually talk to a lot of people who, when they meet me, and this isn't like an off, this isn't just like, this is my everyday life, especially now, but people ask me, you know, whenever they're interested in hosting a podcast or doing a podcast, I always say do it. And for you, it's a little different because, yeah, you already are known. And so people are going to make assumptions about you going into it, and you have to combat that to a degree. You have a platform right away, so you don't really get to work up. Like you said, you're still learning a lot of new things. You're going to get better as a broadcaster, and people get exposed to you right away. But I just, you know, I really do think that if people are interested in it, it's not that hard to set up a podcast. And it is really fun to explore a bunch of different topics and to do whatever the hell you want to do. There's a catharsis to it that I think is really, like, it's almost therapeutic in a way to be able to do that. And for athletes and for somebody like yourself who, yeah, a lot of people make assumptions about, I think that that's really cool that you want to take that in your own hands and you do want to show a different side of yourself. Because, yeah, to be frank, when I saw that you had a podcast, I was like, Terrence Ross, isn't he a pretty quiet guy? Like, isn't he a pretty reserved guy? He wants to do a podcast? Okay. And now just, you know, even talking to you for 10 minutes, it's pretty clear that, yeah, you will be able to do this. And I'm guessing that you'll be able to do it pretty well.
Yeah, no, for sure. And that's the biggest thing, man. I'm looking to surprise a lot of people. I think a lot of people are going to look and think it's going to be like some G-rated basketball, you know, Magic or Orlando Magic Associated Act. But I kind of wanted to, you know, really separate myself from that because what I create is going to be my own personal thing, and I don't want that to be attached. And I get to a certain extent, it will be just because I do, you know, I still have a career and I play in the NBA and this and that.
For sure.
But for the most part, I kind of want to build that up now so that, you know, when I'm done with my playing career, I can make a transition into just about anything I want to just because I won't have that limit. So, like, I won't have to have just, like, a sports talk show where it's going to be just like, oh, yeah, and today's athlete, we're going to talk about his upcoming. Like, there's so much of that from athletes that I think people just kind of don't want to hear that. But, you know, if I can come on the show, if I can create my own platform to talk about whatever it is, you know, entertainment, sports, science, you know, pop culture, whatever it might be, I could do that. And I could do it, you know, just in transition between whatever I want to with, you know, no problems at all. And I think that's the biggest thing. And I think that's honestly, when I listened to Joe Rogan's podcast, and he was kind of like a big inspiration just because he has so many different people from all different aspects and walks of life that it was just, you know, it was interesting to listen to, you know, other people's stories, you know, funny, sad, you know, compelling, whatever it might be. It's just fun to listen to that. Now, I learned so much about all types of stuff just in this past year that, you know, I never thought I'd be exposed to. So, I think, you know, for me, it's just the freedom, man. I think the freedom is going to be the best part because, you know, it might be, you know, a little sports today, but even just the other day we had our first actor on, Scott Hayes. He's a great guy. And I think, you know, just having that actor on is going to have people kind of, you know, disassociate the sports aspect, you know, when they hear, you know, T-Ross podcast. So I mean, that's really what, you know, I'm trying to get out of this whole thing.
I was going to pivot to basketball. We're talking to Terrence Ross, but when you said G-rated, they expect this G-rated thing, and maybe that's not what they're going to get. And I, yeah. Man, I'm thinking about what the possibilities are for your podcast. Who is your dream guest? Who's the guy that you're like, or a girl that you're like, man, this is, if I can get the podcast to a place where
us
I can get this person.
Us excluded, because we don't want to put you on the spot like that.
Well, yeah. yeah. Other than us, yeah.
Right now, I'm really into this this comedian, Theo Von, super funny guy. He always has a story, and he's the type of guy that you can just get on. You get him onto the podcast, you just let him talk. And you just let him tell stories and talk. And I think that right there is kind of what I want the basis of the show to be, just coming on, you know, just talking, having fun, laughing, telling crazy stories. And I think right now he'd be a perfect guest for my show.
I don't know how much of Theo Von's content is made up, but man, does he sell it as though it's real. Like, I don't think I've ever heard anyone speak so...
It's the story. Like, I literally listen to this guy, and I'm like, I know the story can't be real, but the fact that he can make things up on a whim and then just keep going with it is just, and it's absolute comedy, that's perfect. That's gold right there for me.
Yeah, it's like he's bring up stuff. He's like, he always starts stories like, when I was 3 years old, and you're like, no, nobody remembers anything from when they're 3 years old.
There's absolutely no way. No. Yeah. The guy's a nut. He's a nut. But that's good, though. It's funny.
Exactly, man. He's super creative. He's really funny. He goes off on those tangents. And yeah, he does have like a language that's almost his own, a way of speaking that if anybody else tried to do it, it wouldn't really work out. But it's Theo Von's thing, and it does work.
It's
it's like
a country southerner,
yeah,
like goofy comedic. Like I can't really describe it, and I think that's like the charm of the guy, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like this mythical creature that just comes and tells like these funny stories, and you just die laughing the whole time. So,
yeah,
I think that's the guy I would want on my show.
Yeah, no, I love Theo Von. He actually did a really good episode with Big Baby Davis about like 2 or 3 months ago that I would recommend.
Really?
Yeah, it's a really, really good
one. Oh, I got to check it out.
It's really great that guys are trying to expand their horizons. I just think that's a good thing to do as a person in general. So if I had to ask you, like, kind of relating this to basketball, what's the thing that guys are talking about in the bubble right now? Like, what's – you know how – like at the beginning of coronavirus, everybody is around and every conversation would go to, hey, so this is the latest thing I read. Or that when Tiger King happened, it was, hey, everybody's talking about Tiger King today. What's the thing that when you sit down what's the it conversation right now in the bubble? Is it that girls can't come in? Is it ways to sneak girls into the bubble? I feel like that's definitely it and you won't say.
You know, honestly, most of us are just like, man, we miss our families. That's what it is. Like, even if we could just, I know for us, for the Magic, we all live probably 15 to 20 minutes away from either our families and homes or whatever it is. So for me, like, I'm literally 10 minutes up the road from where I'm at right now. So for me, it's like, I'm so close, I'm so far, and that's the part that sucks. And what else? I think the food aspect too. Everybody talks. I was like, oh, you guys are tripping. Why are you guys all complaining about the food? I was like, all right, look, we get it. So we're not like ungrateful that we don't have food or whatever. But at the same time, it's hard. It's like, it's nice, easy to eat. Like it's a lot. It should be easier to get a meal than it is right now. But I mean, it is what it is. But if we could just change those two things, I think we would all be fine. But it's just. It's a weird time, man. It sucks.
Yeah. No, for sure it does. But you mentioned it. Yeah, you live close to the bubble. Are there any benefits to that? Like, your family, maybe your wife can, like, drop something off? Do you get care packages
care package?
Or something?
Yeah, like in college?
So, yeah. So, like, the first week, they were letting, like, people drop stuff off. After that, they were like, I can't do that anymore for whatever reason. But,
my wife,
she dropped off my... Yeah, Rashawn Holmes, because he stepped 2 feet off the boat. Anyway,
that's the reason.
But, no, my wife brought me a ton of wine. She brought me my gaming chair. She brought me a Skittles pack. I don't know. Pretty much my essentials right there. So,
yeah.
I mean, after that, I'm just pretty much Amazoning snacks to the room every day.
Yeah, you can do that, though. Yeah, that's not bad. Yeah, one Skittles pack isn't going to last you very long.
Yeah, no. I feel like she brought you more. Like, what is she like? Yeah. Like a Costco pack? Like, I feel like that's gotta go down.
No. This no. Sorry. Let me clarify. This Skittles pack that I'm holding in my hand right now is 3 pounds. So it's gonna last for a while, but that's not like food. I need like food.
That's a garbage bag full of Skittles.
No, I heard it. Like I could hear the weight of it just when you moved that around. It's like
yeah, one more time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my goodness.
No.
Yeah. If anyone tries to break into your room, yeah. That's like the sock full of locks.
Yeah, concussion protocol coming up.
Terrence, this was a lot of fun. Again, if you want to check out the podcast, it's available on iTunes and Spotify. You can follow the show on Instagram at tross.podcast, Twitter at podcast tross. Terrence Ross, former Raptor, current Orlando Magic. Terrence, thanks so much for doing this, man, and enjoy the Skittles.
Good luck, buddy.
Oh, I will. Thank you guys for having me, man.